It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You are hugely decorated. You have a Purple Heart, 2 Bronze Stars. That is amazing. You are the ultimate American. You are what we look up to, okay? Somebody heard about what you're doing. And they want to acknowledge that. You ready to get some acknowledgement for your work and hard work and bravery? You want to get some? Look at the screen.
Good evening, Captain Kobus. I'm thrilled to be on Deal or No Deal with you tonight. Come to think of it, I'm thrilled to be anywhere with high ratings these days. Howie, I don't know if you're free to come to Washington anytime soon, but I have to reach an agreement with Congress on the federal budget. How'd you like to host a $3 trillion deal or no deal?
No.
Captain Kobus, thank you for your courageous service in Iraq. You and your fellow men and women in uniform are heroes to all Americans whose freedoms you protect. Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
So I tell you, now, when Mona died last winter, I said to myself, Al, if you keep busting your hump 16, 20 hours a day, you'll end up with a $60 million funeral, you know? Hey, Doc, can you scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right? And here, take this for yourself, okay? Sheet, I had better food at the ball game, you know? I tell you, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hitting. Well, anyway, today I just stick to real estate, you know? With the market these days, if you own anything but land, you own a popcorn farm. Oh, somebody step in a duck.
Isn't that right, sir?
Ooh, the graveyard is 2 blocks to the left, okay? Hey, where's the bar? Let's have some drinks here, see what's going on, for crying out loud. Hey, waiter, here, this is for you, all right? Oh, Captain Hook. How about the grand you owe me, huh? Ah, forget about it. I'm just kidding, all right? Oh, this is your wife. Oh, a lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity, huh? Okay. Hey, doll, how are you, huh? You live alone? Hey, Rabbi, nice seeing you. Okay, you're all right. Folks, how are you, huh? Oh, this is your grandson, huh? Oh, wonderful boy. Nice boy, right? He's a good boy, I'll tell you. Now I know why tigers eat their young, you know? Hey, I need a drink. Nice meeting you. No, yeah, I'll see you. Okay, take it easy.
See you in a bit, Albert.
Hey, Sabu, can you make a bull shot?
Make a shoe smell?
Very funny. All right. Why don't you get yourself a real haircut? Here, take this, all right?
Thanks.
Ooh, people. Look at that one. Well, the last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook in it.
Elihu, who is that disgusting man over there?
I tell you, I never saw dead people smoke before.
Guest of the Scots.
What do you say we bust up this joint, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you two should get a room, you know? Hey, Ringo, play something hot, will you? And you guys, take some more lessons.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
It is Tuesday, April 22, 2008. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We invite you immediately to get on the line, to get on the air, and give us a call at 877-365-3636. On the big program today, Mr. Tom Green from TomGreen.com.
All right.
Also, Bob Seska from the Huffington Post.
Yay.
And later on today, an examination of Beth Ann McBride's breasts.
To what degree?
Well, we're not going to grab them or anything like that.
We're
just going to discuss the big procedure.
I see.
As a matter of fact, without further ado, let's bring her in. Not for the examination. That'll be later in the show.
I see.
But I'd like to,
Say hi.
I'd like to discuss what we were going to discuss with her yesterday. We gypped her yesterday.
Yes, we did.
She didn't get any time on the show. So,
nope.
Beth Ann, please make your way. And are you always going to enter the studio by kicking the door opening?
I hate that.
I hate that also.
The entrance.
The way you enter the, please step
like
up to the microphone.
Working with Betty Davis.
Also, in the opening segment, I'd like to discuss cures for tuberculosis, if possible.
Oh, still?
Hold on. Let me just give you a good one so you can all hear it, because one of the nice things about this studio is I sit far away from the cough button, so I cannot reach it during the show.
True.
So occasionally you may hear it. I'm just trying to get the stuff loosened up in my chest.
Right. The lung butter.
So let's give a listen, shall we?
Yeah.
going to be sick.
No, I don't think it's contagious.
There you go.
Well, who sits at that
mic?
There,
now, yeah, you know, I forgot. I forgot it's all about you. I really forgot that it is all about you.
We're all going to be sick.
No sympathy
that
for
other
me.
People share.
Go out and watch Michael use his car, Mike. Go do it today in 50-degree weather. Don't wait till a warm day. Go ahead.
My thing about that, the tickets, you're getting the tickets today, right?
I've got the tickets, Beth Ann.
Yeah. Well, he should get what he was promised.
I've got so much. Well, I promise I'm going to pay off. He's got a meeting today. Uh-huh. He's going away. Let me explain. The Washington Capitals, for those of you around the country, it's
a big deal.
They rocked the red last night, baby.
Yeah. Go Caps.
You know, anybody listening to this show.
You know, Mike.
How totally into this I am. Mm-hmm. I'm so into this. Normally, I wouldn't want to go to a game in my current condition.
Because you're sick.
Because I'm sick. I want to crawl up with tuberculosis. I've got my tuberculosis. I wouldn't want to go. I'm going tonight. I was online 5 seconds after the conclusion of that hockey game last night when the Capitals beat the Philadelphia Flyers.
Mm-hmm. And came in on the ice is the call against Philadelphia Washington is back on the power play.
Went like this.
Braden Coburn can't get that by Fenner across the goal. Ovechkin scores!
Scores!
2 for Ovechkin in the third, and it's 4-2 Washington.
And we got the first goal! Very exciting. 5 seconds afterwards, I email Hughes, because being the chief cook and bottle washer in charge of all these radio stations, he is the keeper of the tickets.
He has a lot of tickets.
He has
Every
tickets, man.
Show He's got the tickets.
I didn't even deal with CK on this one.
And
I went right to the top.
You enjoy talking with him.
That'll clear it up.
That's a good sign.
You sounded, you know what, if I can just for a moment, when we spoke this morning, your cough was wetter then.
Yeah, I know.
And now it's back to dry.
I know. You've been through this. You know what I'm dealing with.
This is a no good, as a price sheet would say.
I want to figure out how to get this up, you know?
You need an expectorant.
So you can't breathe.
I've been taking Mucinex. That's crap. I'm taking Mucinex.
No,
it's not working.
That's a fine product.
It is a good product, but also try, perhaps, instead, even an over-the-counter expectorant.
Well, isn't Mucinex an expectorant?
It's supposed to be, yeah.
What do you suggest, Dr. Burmeck?
Guaifenesin, is that the ingredient?
Yeah, I've taken that too. I started out with that, Robitussin Guaifenesin.
Yeah. You know what I suggest?
What do you suggest?
Some good manual work, like cleaning someone's car. Bring it all up.
No, she hates me. You know what you need?
She still hates me after all these months.
You need the same humidifier that's keeping Regis alive.
That's true. At least I'm able to laugh today.
No, really, you know what? I think outside is bad, right? Because of the allergies. Uh-huh. That's not going to help you.
I don't think it's allergies. I know allergies aren't helping. You know, we're back here in Fairfax, Virginia. There are a lot of microphones and a lot of mouths that go on these microphones. And I think it's a Petri dish. It has always been a Petri dish.
And you just coughed
Petri dish. It always will. Yeah, well, I consider this my property.
It's not sterile like Rockville was.
And as a credit to the sports junkies, I call them the sports junkies because I've known them for a year.
The junkies. They're silly.
The microphones don't smell. Whoever uses this microphone, I think it might be JP.
It is.
It's pristine.
Who uses this one? Do you know?
Yes, I do.
This is Lurch.
Lurch.
It's fresh as a daisy.
I share with Chris. I'm at Cakes.
And, you know, the mics haven't smelled since the other show left.
You mean Ron and Fez?
Yeah. You shared with Ron.
Oh,
Ron Bennington.
On.
Well, I did.
To be fair to Ron and Fez, that was in the old studio. Everything
smelled. To be fair to Ron and Fez, I think Ron had a sour stomach.
Oh, that's one of my least favorite phrases.
I like Ron Bennington a lot.
I do, too.
He's a fabulous guy. But, there was one day where I came in and I said, this windscreen has to be changed.
Well, what we did.
You started stomping, and I had to find a clean windscreen.
We shampooed it.
What?
We shampooed it, and we got it pristine, and then two days later.
This is unacceptable.
It reeked of sour stomach again.
All right, before we get moving here, let me take a call from... I have to take anybody's name that's Helga.
Helga.
When Helga calls, I have to take a call from Helga. Helga from St. Mary's. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Helga.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Helga. How are you, darling?
I'm lovely because I got to watch my Caps.
Stomp
the Flyers tonight like they did in 92.
Don't get cocky. I don't like getting cocky because you can hex them. You know, you can jinx them when you start talking like that.
No way.
You know, be appreciative of the fact that we've got a Game 7. This is all gravy. And let me, Helga...
I think
I speak with a great deal of authority when it comes to rooting for teams that haven't won in a long time.
Like what?
Well, when I was a Red Sox fan during the dark ages.
Oh, I remember you used to like the Red Sox.
When it got close, you just never come from that position like the Flyers did last night where, hey, we got it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no chance. It's much more satisfying if you take the approach that, hey, listen, this is a bonus. They've had a great season.
Right.
They've done really, really well. They brought it all the way to a game seven when they, by all accounts, should have been knocked out of the playoffs already. This is pure gravy. This is a pure bonus, Helga. That's the attitude we should have. And rock the red, baby!
You know it.
All right, Helga, thanks for calling.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
say rock
big
the
lady
red.
Would like the leader hose on.
The horns on the helmet. Say rock the red again.
Rock the red.
Like backdoor. Boom! Ovechkin! It's 4-2.
Now, do you have a different play-by-play announcer for the first goal?
No, that's both the game-winning goals. One is the radio call, one is the TV call.
Oh, the TV call. Okay.
Righto.
All right, very good. Can I hear that again one more time?
The first one or the second one?
The second one. I like the second one.
Okay, here we go. This is, which one is
from
this?
From TV,
this is the television call,
Yeah.
Like, backdoor, boom! Ovechkin! It's 4-2!
That's Joe Bendinati, I think.
How
from,
do those people
the TV
talk board. The next day?
But the first like one you this. Played, is not our radio feed, I don't think.
No, that is our radio call.
Yeah, Let me hear it. I'll be the judge of that.
Too many men on the ice is the call against Philadelphia. As Washington is back on the power play.
Well, then you misled me, Bethan.
That is not. That is not the.
I got it from Brett. You know, I don't know where
and he works at a radio station.
Yeah. That has to be either a nationwide feed or that's the Philadelphia radio cast because that
it could
is
be
not,
Phillies.
That is not our guy. Our guy's got more of all this. This is the way it goes. It's will.
Braden Coburn. Can't get that by Fedor across the goal. Ovechkin scores! 2 for Ovechkin in the third, and it's 4-2 Washington.
He almost sounds like a Washington announcer.
It doesn't sound like a Philadelphia announcer would sound like that.
Yeah, but I listened to the
He'd
radio.
Say, use win?
I listened to the Caps radio cast right here on WJFK in
Everybody
Washington,
does,
D.C.
Mike.
I listened to him. That's not the guy. When are you going to all stop doubting me just a little bit?
No.
I don't
I'm
doubt
telling,
you.
I'm telling the
I was
truth.
Going on what I was told.
You have good ears.
I have, well, when
bad
it comes,
lungs,
no, when it comes to something
ears.
That I listen to on a regular basis, I listen to that all the time.
You're like Psychic Angela.
I'm not like
Again
Psychic
with
Angela.
Her.
I am, God damn it,
she's
I am
spooky.
Not like that, Bethann. All right, let's talk about you.
Okay.
Enough about me. Okay. I'd like to talk about you. You came back from the triad.
Look, he's looking at his notes. She came back from, where was she?
Bethann was,
what's her name
when
again?
Last we spoke, and we only spoke briefly, we were discussing the fact that you had left the radio industry, and you had gone very briefly into a series of odd jobs that did not fare too well. honest to
they
God.
Didn't pay
roof
well.
Repair.
Well, I'm really shocked that you would
deliver the telephone book.
I respect all working people, Bethann, but I was somewhat taken aback that you would seek employment in a field that you are obviously overqualified.
I had never done
for.
It. I had to be trained.
And
it was just
trained
part-time.
To deliver phone
it was,
books.
A receptionist in a hair salon?
Yes.
You're overqualified for that job. I mean, my God, you're a captain of the radio industry. You're a high-powered, high-rocking radio producer. What are you doing?
I just wish it paid more, the minimum wage.
And you were a radio personality as well. Yeah. You actually got on the radio and got it done. We listened to your show.
More.
We listened to the Bethann, the Ride with McBride.
Let me offer this. Maybe she did what Greg Garcia did during the writer's strike. Do you know what he did?
What did he do?
He took a job at a fast food restaurant to get to know the people.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she was doing.
Some
was that what you were
best
doing?
Dialogue.
Where did you hear that? I never heard about that.
It was in the papers.
Really?
During the strike.
Variety. Well,
he's richer than Jesus now, right? He didn't have
he
to work.
You know. No, he didn't do it to make ends meet.
Oh, he did it just
to
get in touch.
Something. They kept trying to get him in management. They said he was a great worker.
All right.
You know, but I was one of the fast food restaurants that I actually applied to. And if you're online filling out the application, it asks you, would friends, supervisors, or your peers say that blah, 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 because it's obviously was geared toward
would
a
would they
younger,
recommend you?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like peers.
What is blah, blah,
would
blah?
With my classmates.
Como se is this blah, 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 you say?
blah,
you
blah,
say,
blah.
Blah.
Did
blah,
I go blah, blah, blah?
Now that you might did. Go, blah, blah, blah might go in the triad, but not in the big city.
It don't play in D.C., baby.
I should point out to you, Ms. McBride, we are still syndicated going around the country here. Blah, blah, blah ain't going to cut it. They asked you if you would be recommended by your peers?
Right. You know, would you say you had a good work ethic? Were you on time? But
why didn't
asking
you send me a letter? I would have given you a reference.
Because we are all your peers.
Now, no one called.
It was all online, and it was that place with the golden arches.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, sure.
They didn't hire me.
Let me get rid of this
well,
one very
standards.
Quick. This is starting to become a bit of a pattern.
You have to work with the best.
Hello, Tom.
Yellow.
Tom, we don't have time today, okay?
Aww.
We're
Hi,
not
Tom.
we're not talking about Beth Ann's breasts yet. We're going to talk about them later in the show.
Hey, Beth Ann.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm hanging up on him. He's got to be disciplined.
Okay.
Already, he is getting a little out of control. He
Tough
really is.
Tough guy.
Hey, Beth Ann. He sounded like he might have had one of his agitated days, mm-hmm. too.
Oh,
he
wound up.
I love Tom. Tom's going to be a part of the Mike O'Mara show, just like he was part of the Don and Mike show.
Okay.
Just
like he was part of the Mike O'Mara show.
Just not today.
Okay.
All right, so
yesterday.
You applied at McDonald's.
Turn me down.
Why?
That's what I'm saying.
Why?
Maybe, I don't know.
They turned you down?
I think they thought I wouldn't be there a long time.
Hold on a second. How can McDonald's turn you down? McDonald's takes people that have just arrived in the country.
I don't know.
They didn't give you an explanation. You sent in a formal application.
Well, I wasn't really, really keen on working at McDonald's,
this
but
is
I
where,
was willing
ladies and
to
gentlemen,
give it a try.
If you have not heard Beth Ann McBride, let me explain to you. This is where getting information out of this lady, honest to God, there are guys that have done this down in Guantanamo Bay that wouldn't be successful.
That's true.
You have to pry the information out. Now, you notice how it starts? They wouldn't take me. Now, look. I'm an educated man. I realize this is BS. Thank you, Rob. I realize we all know that's a lie.
Okay.
Let's think of the logic. McDonald's, Beth Ann McBride, she puts down her qualifications.
Right.
They'll take her.
Really? Yeah.
There's more to the story. Now, come on. Now, give it up.
What
give us
you,
the story.
I don't know. Really,
what job did you set out to get there?
The night owl position.
Because
the graveyard shift?
It was your job to eat mice?
Because I wanted two jobs. Where
but
I
the,
would...
So that you're applying for the shift where I would imagine they don't get that much demand.
That's what I was thinking.
So you fill out the application.
Online.
You put everything in there.
Correct.
You're a model employee. You've had very significant jobs. You've got great work experience.
My former salaries.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking.
Overqualified.
Now it's like American Beauty.
Yeah.
Surely you have a training program. Surely you don't think I'm overqualified.
No, I really did want to do it, but they
you didn't ask
you.
For those salaries, did you?
They were given to me every 2 weeks.
No, but I mean you didn't ask that of McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Right, it was part of the online application.
What was the starting salary that you were looking for at Mickey D's?
I said whatever it pays.
Was it minimum wage?
Yeah, it was a little bit more, maybe 50 cents, because you get a shift differential.
So you send in the application.
Right.
And they...
I don't hear anything.
Did they reject you formally?
Well, I called.
Okay, good.
And the crew chief.
Hello?
For the night shift.
Hello, Beth Ann McBride. Who is this?
I can't remember his name.
Ahmed.
But I
of course it is.
I called twice and left my name and my cell phone, and he never called.
So he blew you off.
Right.
Maybe he was intimidated.
Was there sexual tension?
I never got on the phone with him.
Mm-hmm.
Never even spoke to him, to just left a message. How did you
Do you think
the
person who answered the phone was threatened
yeah,
by me?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure. I mean, if he didn't get back to you, either one of two things.
They never got the message.
I think probably they were full up. They probably had a full complement of employees, so they didn't need to call you. Or the guy was intimidated, but it wasn't like if there was an opening, you wouldn't have gotten the job.
How could they be full up and have the it on the website? I mean, it's not like I created the position. It was there on the website.
I think they always have it open.
The night owl?
Sure.
I think that the guy would have called her back if they had an opening. I think
but don't you think there's always the online application?
I even offered to bring by my resume in person.
Really?
Did you ever go into like a fast food place or a place of business?
I'm just astonished that you were getting out of radio and then doing this. I mean, it was just but I guess you got to do what you got to do, right?
Does your resume have a headshot with it?
No.
See, that's how you could get a job.
She's a lady.
But don't you think we have a specific defined area of expertise
in the radio business
that we do? And
it doesn't
translate.
You look at Rob. Rob now falls into that category, probably. Mm-hmm. Although Rob has a lot more retail experience than Buzz and I do. But the fact is that Buzz and I right now, we wouldn't be able to do anything.
No, I could manage a Radio Shack.
Could you really?
Yeah, I could.
Still?
Oh, absolutely.
When was the last time you managed a Radio Shack?
Well, never.
you just go in there as a customer.
I did a little retail work, and I've been in the restaurant business as well.
So have I, Buzz.
I'm telling you, try to get a job there, Buzz. I bet they don't call you back.
They actually offer to hire me every time I go in there because I will overhear a customer asking for a product, and I'll show them where it is.
So
I
you
know.
Think that you could bounce out of the radio business and get right into that type
and
of
make
thing.
Big money as a Radio Shack manager.
Okay,
right.
I see. I think, you get me out of the radio business. I've been doing this for almost 30 years. I mean, the fact is there's just nothing. There's nothing that exists for me out there. The only thing that I might want to do, well, food service has been a disaster. if I can point that out to you, and I'll have more on that next week.
As a matter of fact, perhaps more details to come.
Yeah, probably a big breaking story next week.
No kidding.
Too.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'll be tuning in.
It's the sad clown.
Oh,
no.
He's so sad.
I'm a sad about O'Mara's restaurant. No, I'm not. I'm really not, you know?
No.
You're sad, but you're happy at the same time. Nothing's happened yet.
Uh-huh.
We're hanging in there.
Okay. It's all for the
best.
I
don't care. I have no... I'm the only guy that would tell me to shut up about this, and I'm not shutting up about this because we're hanging on by a thread, baby.
Is like it still Manassas?
Yeah, it's still in Manassas.
Good.
Open 2 nights a week for your convenience.
Yeah, yes, two nights a week.
And I really question choosing Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays for your fun.
So it's a club now, though, right?
I don't want to talk about it. We're talking about Beth Ann. Let me take a couple of calls. We'll get back to Beth Ann McBride, who stays in here for the whole first break. I'm getting the little Pac-Man man also when I take the phone.
That means you win.
I spoke to Bear, and he said that when we break, if we reset the computer, that should fix that.
Oh, very exciting. Sean from KC. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Sean?
I'm actually from Kansas City, Kansas, just south of Wichita, Buzz Burbank's dumping ground.
You know that area?
Ark City, you bet.
What's nice about Ark City, Buzz?
I haven't been there in centuries. I have no idea.
Okay, what's nice, Sean, if you're from there, what do you do in Ark City?
I'm actually a radio disc jockey for a country radio station.
Now, that is a rule that we will establish on this show as well. Radio people are boycotted, unfortunately.
Good.
Did you hang up on him?
Yes, you have to have
Mike.
Rules. You have to. I was nice about it. Sean, I apologize, but he's a radio guy.
Right?
We've never had any good luck with radio people coming as regular callers. If they're regular callers, that's okay. If they're radio people,
I
remember that.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't you remember that?
Maybe he was just listening. I don't know.
Hello, Brian.
Especially the way he was so forthcoming about it.
Brian from D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Mike. Hey, I was wondering, you remember when Boston was down three games to one, and Gladys called in?
Right.
I was wondering, and see what happens. I was wondering if you can invite her to call for the Caps game tonight.
Do you think because she wasn't it kind of a reverse karma thing that Gladys worked on the Red Sox?
No, because you were freaking out.
And you want me to freak out right now about the... But the Red Sox did go on to win, right?
Exactly.
But you see, if we invited Gladys,
if
we initiated that, it would have the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm. You've already ruined it by saying her name, sir.
Yeah, she'll call. You know she will. Rock the red, everybody. Rock the red.
She can't.
Do you
anymore.
Go all in red?
I have an outfit that I'll be changing
an
into.
An outfit?
An outfit.
Yeah. I have an outfit that I'll be changing into mid-show.
Is it the tuxedo?
It's the
Dan
bright
Yankee?
Red.
Is it the night owl?
It's the bright red tuxedo that I'll be wearing today. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can produce.
Thank you.
And that's the
more
way.
Tuberculosis.
That's the way I'm going to describe it today as to whether I can produce or not. Mm-hmm. All right.
Everybody,
just
wait.
Quietly talk amongst yourselves.
No,
really.
Don't talk.
There's no need.
So you really think you can?
Still dry.
A little dry.
Yeah, a little something.
Here's what you need. Chicken soup because of the hot steam, and you need to stay in the shower and breathe that hot steam. That's the best thing for loosening up the crud in your lungs.
And the next break, go to the WJFK shower.
Showers.
We used to have a shower at WAVA.
I thought there was books stacked in it.
Alan Goodman had all of his stuff in the tub, but there was a shower. He had, like, manuals. Like engineering manuals in his tub so he couldn't take a shower there.
One of the consistent things about all radio stations, the engineers put crap where it doesn't belong.
I am in an engineer's office right now.
It's
and
great.
It's just laden with books. Mm-hmm. Books that will never be looked at.
Yeah, you understand.
Will never be read, and it sucks. It's terrible. Let's go to Richard in Sacramento. Richard, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Beth.
Richard.
Mike, I have... I own two franchise restaurants.
Yes.
And my job before that was working at McDonald's, and it was too complex for me. I had 50 employees after that, and I did fine.
Okay, so you're saying that
don't feel bad.
McDonald's is complex?
Every job has a certain way of doing it, and every food item has its own piece of machinery. It's insane.
Well, it's a system.
You're talking about like one of the great franchises of all time, though. I can't imagine.
It doesn't make it efficient. It's unbelievably difficult.
I've not encountered many college grads behind the counter at McDonald's, so I'm surprised to hear you say that.
I'm too creative for the job, but I had no problem running two restaurants simultaneously after it.
Now, are these franchises that you run right now?
No, I got out of it after 20 years.
Do you own two restaurants currently?
No, but they were substantial, and it was a great way to make a living.
What is your opinion of the restaurant business?
It sucks. I totally...
Oh, that's, I cut him off by accident. That's I didn't mean to do that. I don't think it sucks at all. I think it's a delight. I've actually enjoyed...
It's in the business of making people happy.
You know what I like best about it? I can tell you this. This is what I really do like best about the restaurant business. And I over the years, I haven't talked about it a lot. I really haven't because they get mad if I do. But I'm not plugging right now. I'm just talking about the business in kind
general.
Of an abstract way. Mm-hmm. The nice thing, Beth Ann, about the restaurant business is getting up in the morning, going to the mirror, and seeing... how much in literally just a 24-hour period
you've aged.
to really look
you can see
at
it.
Your eyes and look at the gray hair and look at the face. As a, you know, are you familiar with the HBO series John Adams?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know the last episode on Sunday night? Yes. Mm-hmm. That's
you look like that?
It's very similar. You can go to episode one of John Adams and then go to the final episode.
There you are.
The young, vibrant Adams versus the dying I'm writing my memoirs out of.
That's the brief period of time that I've been in the restaurant business. That's how it looks.
Here's why your restaurant has to survive. If this show doesn't make it, we all need jobs there.
I'll tell you, it's tough. It is very tough.
I'm joining the USO.
I'm not sure how much I'm going to, you know, and really, and in fairness to everybody, I've had great people working for me over the years. Yeah. I've had great customers that have come out there. But when you're dealing with the economy.
It's a tough business to begin with.
It's like number one. It's number one on the hit parade, and it's very, very frustrating. And you get to a point where you can't just justify, you know, supporting it all the time. And that's really where
I'm
at right now.
I'm sure
now,
you heard this, but like 80% of all new start restaurants fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very high failure rate.
And at home, you sit with your rotten teeth.
And my long hair.
Exactly.
My Ben Franklin hair down to my shoulders.
And your sons that hate you.
Do you think, you are a workaholic, Beth Ann. Do you think maybe you could... get involved with my other business and maybe turn that around too for me? Could you do that?
I'll work on this first.
Okay. Now, this is your priority. So you didn't get a job at McDonald's?
No.
Are you a good cook?
No.
Do you have a specialty of any sort?
I don't think I do.
As far as cooking is concerned?
No.
She's got other specialties.
I know she does.
Well, let's go to Teresa.
We'll discuss those later in the show.
Teresa in Reno.
White meat.
Teresa, it says a smoking psychic. Are you a smoking psychic?
I am a smoking psychic, that's for sure.
Oh, hold on.
The best kind.
Hold on. This is,
I
like stuff.
Tuberculosis.
See, this is good. So, listen to you. How are you, darling?
God. I'm good. I'm very good.
Yes, listen, I think you are. I like you already.
Excellent. That's good news.
What kind of psychic are you there? Besides a smoking psychic, Teresa?
Well, you know, I'm just plain psychic. I don't really put myself in any category because, you know, I'm psychic.
Well,
I don't need birthdays. I don't need names. I don't need any of that stuff.
Okay, but would you be the kind of psychic? And let me tell you what we're looking for. Obviously, the kind of psychic we would need would be somebody, and I hate my breathing. I sound like Dennis Murphy every time I'm taking a breath. Like, first of all, I have a psychic question for you, Teresa.
Sure.
Will I get over this bronchial problem that I have?
Okay, are you ever going to get over the bronchial problem or is it going to plague you for the rest of your life?
That's right, Teresa.
Yeah, let's find out.
Right,
is this ever going to go away? Yes.
Yeah, is it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is going to go away.
She's good.
But it's not going to go away until the end of the month. So that's not too far. Yay. Okay, good.
No. What's her name again?
This is Teresa. Psychic Teresa.
Teresa.
Yeah,
did you perform at our Gape Thanksgiving?
can I ask some questions, Teresa?
Yeah, if you want to. If you feel I'm sufficiently connected, because that's what I like to do. I like to make sure I'm actually connected to the person on the line.
Uh-huh.
So let's see if I can pick something up that nobody knows.
Okay,
here.
Well, feel free to
let's
jump
see if
right
I'm
in.
Actually psychic.
First of all, I'll tell you that here in the studio right now, we have me, Mike, we have Buzz. To my right, to my left is Beth Ann McBride, and over there at the console is Rob Spiewak. We're all here in the same room, and let me ask some questions about you, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead. Ask away.
Are you a practicing psychic?
Yes, I am. I have a business. This is my business. This is my living.
That's great. Okay, that's a good one. First of all, how old are you, Teresa?
I am 49 years old.
49? Perfect. Could not be perfect. More perfect for us. Are you married?
Yes, I am. I'm unfortunately for you guys, I am married.
That's unfortunate. Do you have any psychic moments that would jump off the page in your bio? Is there anything you've done where you've even surprised yourself?
Right.
I kind of surprised myself remembering where I came from. Remembering my birth experience, that was a little bit of a shock.
Wow. So that's kind of like one of those
repressed memories and stuff
like
that?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's yeah, you could call it repressed, sure.
Okay, would you like to maybe read all of us?
Sure, why not?
All right, why don't we start? Let's start with me, since I've been talking to you the longest.
Okay,
what do you get, Teresa? What is your psychic vibe over the phone speaking with me? Because really, I like spontaneity. I love the fact that you just called us. Maybe you can be our regular psychic.
Oh, that would be awesome if I could be a regular psychic. I would love that.
I'd love it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Good. Okay, so you obviously are sick. We all know that. You're not doing well. They did indicate that that's going to end by the end of the month. There's excess fluid in the lungs, yeah, but you can't get it to come up. You just talked about all this, so let me get something else. Let me get something you didn't talk about.
Okay, very, very good.
Hang on.
Breath.
Well, yeah, because that's ridiculous. Uh-huh, ridiculous. How do you know I'm psychic? You don't.
Exactly.
Okay.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, I'm looking here. 5 months ago, you started something new, and it's just tanking. It's not going the way you want it to go. There's been upset, mayhem, madness. But this is 5 months ago.
Nope.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Yep.
However, I will give you this. It's about 5 years ago.
Oh, it was 5 years instead of months.
Yeah, so I'll give you that one.
Okay, yeah. So I got the months wrong.
Right.
But it's tanking, and you need to let it go.
Is that your advice, let it go?
That's what it says. It says it's tanking, and you need to let it go.
What is okay. she looking at?
It. You keep saying.
It was an investment. It didn't work. Needs to drop it because he's not making any money.
All right.
But where are you getting your? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at tarot cards.
Oh, I see. Tarot cards.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All
right.
I voted for him.
Tarot.
Okay.
Ross Tarot. All right. I'll take that one. How about Buzz Burbank? Talk to Buzz.
Okay, Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Smoking psychic.
Here, Buzz. Let's see if I can pick anything up for Buzz.
Yeah, I got a really spooky reading from a lady yesterday. She kind of wigged me out.
Wigged out?
Yeah,
wigged
she
out?
Identified the fact that Buzz was the father of the little girl that lived next door to her.
Okay, let's just find out if there was any truth to that. No. Okay, here we go.
Right.
Buzz, life's on hold for Buzz.
Yeah, very much
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Buzz is up in the air. He's on hold.
Yeah, I'm on hold. Is that from a career standpoint or from a personal standpoint?
Okay, is this career or personal? Career, personal. More in the personal mode than the career mode.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, everything's kind of on hold in the personal world.
Everything's on hold.
Way to commit, Teresa.
Well, that's what it says.
Hold it. Are you a skeptic, Rob?
Right, but that's what it says.
Yeah. Anything else, or is that it?
Okay, let's see. Is there anything else for Buzz that Buzz needs to know that we don't know to ask? Here we go. Oh. Let's see. Is there anything Buzz needs to know?
This is how she makes her livelihood.
I like her. I do, too.
Okay.
I wonder if McDonald's would hire her.
No, I don't think they would. That's a problem.
All right, Teresa, you got to focus on Buzz right here. That's
okay, I got Buzz, and I've got Buzz is too fixated, and that's why he's on hold. He's too fixated on the outcome, and he needs to relax and just take it one step at a time.
All right.
Okay. Hey, that's good advice.
Let's move on to Rob Spiewak. Rob, say hi to Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hey, Rob. How are you? Well, actually, I'm supposed to tell you. So here, hang on.
All right.
Let's see how Rob's doing.
She's getting out the tarot cards.
Shuffle them good.
I'm shuffling them, yeah. Rob, you're exhausted today. You don't even know why you got out of bed. Okay. Why do I get out of bed in the morning? It's
going to
be the same old thing.
You can tell that fortune with old maid cards.
All right. Anything more for Rob Spiewak?
That's close enough for Rob.
That's good.
And that now, is really.
All right. We got a break soon here today. So, but very quickly, Beth Ann McBride, say hi to her, please.
Hi Teresa. How are you?
And it's good. It's here we go.
It's not tarot cards. It's tarot.
You can call it anything you want. Just drop the T. Just don't say tarot cards.
Okay.
Okay. There
we'll
you
do.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are you
right.
seeing in those cards?
Okay. What do you see
the
there,
Teresa?
Come on, move it along, Teresa.
Oh yeah, better speed it up. Come on.
Yeah, the audition's not. You know, the audition's starting to fail here. All right.
Okay. So Beth Ann runs around like a chicken with her head cut off. She's in the dark half the time, but victory is assured. You are on the right track finally, Beth Ann. There's been some failures again. You know, like we don't fail in life, but right now you're on the right track.
Yay.
Yeah,
that's good.
I like you. That's good. Today's all right. Today's I'm going to put you on hold and
let her have a smoke break.
We're going to take a smoke break. We're going to put you on hold and keep you in the Rolodex.
Now,
okay.
Now you'll know what it's like for me.
See, there it is.
You'll be on hold.
Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome.
All right, she's on hold, and
I'm getting a vision, Mike.
Rob hated her. Rob hated her more than anybody else.
Cheap cigarettes, $24 a carton.
Teresa.
Teresa.
Before we go to break, I always have to say hello to Pedro. Hello, Pedro. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm not a psychic, but I'm working on a vision. taking a look at Beth Ann, please tell me how spectacular they are so I can close that chapter out. Thank you very much.
Okay. You know what, Pedro? We're going to talk about it later in the show, but I will tell you they are significantly larger.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, he's and, just enjoying himself
oh my
right
God,
now.
He's gone.
He escaped smoking to the privacy of his own
and
boudoir.
Pleasant in a hug, if I may say so.
Oh, yeah. I think we've all experienced that. And we're going to go into great detail a little bit later on and let the listeners play this game.
Just this morning, Beth Ann and I were in the phone booth together, and it was wonderful.
Very, very exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
No doubt about that. A big show coming up today. We've got Tom Green from TomGreen.com and everything else the guy has done. Hey, for the love of God, he was married to Drew Barrymore.
His house burned down, man.
And he's a famous Canadian also.
He survived cancer.
Also, Bob Seska. Bob Seska from the Huffington Post. He ball cancer, right?
That's right, testicular.
Wow. Yeah. So it's going to be a big show. If you want to get on the line to get on the air, you can call us at 877-365-3636. I'm going to go into the Iron Lung, and we'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.